Yes. Is there something that you need? The class just finished, and I do have an important meeting to get to. So, if you have something to say, you can stop lurking and come forward. Oh, really? You have a lot of nerve asking me for my help, given the fact that you're always late to class. You never come with your spellbooks. And you've been missing assignments for 1, 2, 3 weeks now? You'll forever be indebted to me. Oh, you wouldn't want to be indebted to someone like me. I can assure you of that. But I will at least listen. You have 5 minutes. Okay. Yes, I see. You, like every other student here, have stretched yourself thin this holiday season. You've overcommitted and underproduced. You have so many extracurricular activities and no time to do them. And now you've fallen so far behind in my class, your most important class, that you may not even graduate. I know. You see, that's not my problem. I just teach the class. Your job is to learn it and complete it. Oh, I'm sure. If there were a way you could make it all disappear, you would. Gosh, stop being dramatic. Your life will be just fine. You'll be a boring old herbologist like your dear sweet parents. No. No. I'm being serious, and you're acting very desperate right now. Please don't beg. That kind of thing doesn't work on me. Listen, give me that piece of paper and I'll write down the extra credit you must do before the holiday break. I won't make any guarantees, but if you do them, it might help change my mind about that extension. What was that? Did you feel that just now? That jolt of electricity when we touched hands. You did feel it. Wait a minute. I just saw your future. Like, it was laid out before me. You will be a powerful mage one day. I dare say, the most powerful in all the land. Oh, I don't care what you believe. I know exactly what I saw. You will be magnificent. Now I'm thinking I might be able to help you after all. Let me tell you a story. A thousand years ago on Christmas Day, I committed the ultimate sin, the ultimate betrayal for my kind, the jinn. I fell in love with a human and manipulated their will and wishes so they would fall in love with me too. It led to tragic consequences. And that night, the council came to my village, flung open the door to my family's cottage and clad me in irons in front of them. They brought me here and gave me a choice. Serve my imprisonment in chains, rotting away in the dungeon, or come up here topside, teaching students without the use of my own magic. You see, these bracelets I wear, day after day, they are my jail cell. I cannot leave this place, nor can I escape. And every year on Christmas Day, I am taken before the council and judged. And every year, I am denied my freedom. In 3 days, I will be taken before them again. And no matter how much good I've done, or how many students I save, or battles I fight, I will always be the monster that took the life of a human. I will never see my village or my family again. I've never thought it even possible. Until now. Until you. You can change all that for me. Give me back the life I left behind. And in turn, I can give something to you. Because my particular brand of enchantment will unlock the magic you need to become who you are meant to be. All you have to do is say yes. Oh, don't act all high and mighty now. You need me. That's why you came here. And I need you. That's why I'll come for you. I haven't had an orgasm in so long. It's been more than a millennia. Sure, I've had multiple lovers. Of all different kinds. Of all different species. Sometimes, all at once. But nothing, or no one has been able to unlock what's suppressed in me. If you do this, if you give me a world-shaking release, I will grant you 3 wishes. 3 wishes for anything you want. Anything you choose. Don't look at me like that. I know what I did, and I have suffered for that immensely. I will grant you all your desires, with no strings attached or hidden agendas. And then I'll be able to escape. Well, I'll at least be able to try. They may catch me and throw me in the dungeon, but I know I will have fought and done everything possible to return to my family. I'll die happy with my dignity. So, are you in? That's what I thought. You keep calling me ma'am. I don't like that. Call me goddess. It's what I am anyway. A goddess who can give you what you desire. As long as you give me what I need. I know. Shh. You'll do anything I want. And I do mean anything. Because I think you're perfect for what I have planned. In more ways than one. Are you ready to begin? Good. Let me just clear some space on this desk of mine. Come here. Pull up my skirt above my hips. Yes, just like that. Give me your hand. Let me guide your fingers and teach you just what I like. Oh, make me wet, sweetling. Make me feel exquisite pleasure. Slip one finger in first. And slide another. Yes. Fuck. Just like that. Take your thumb, darling. I want you to rub tiny circles around my clit. Just there. Oh, yes. Yes. But student, you listen so well. And now begin sliding those fingers of yours in and out of me. Yes, that feels so good. Keep doing that for me, honey. Don't stop till I tell you to. Oh, keep using your thumb. Yes. Okay, now stop. Let me look at you. You're breathing so hard. You want me, don't you? Of course you do. Show me. Unbuckle your belt right now. Good. Now, unzip your pants. Pull them down just a bit. I want to see you. Touch yourself for me, and I'll do the same. You watch me pleasure myself, and I'll watch you. The pressure starts to burn low in our bellies, and it feels like heaven is about to descend upon us. We will stop. No, sweetling, we can't come. Not yet. I've waited too long for this. I can wait a bit longer. Now, I'm going to perch myself right here on the edge of this desk. And you're going to come closer. Good. Get down on your knees for me. Use your mouth to show me just how desperate you are. Look at you. That innocent face staring up at me from between my legs. Those pretty eyes. Those lips. That tongue. Show me. Open your mouth. Suck the juices off my fingers. One by one. Ugh, that's so incredibly hot. I need you to do that to me, darling. Use your fingers to spread me open and slip your tongue inside. Yes. Just like that. Lick long swaths up and down. Good. Yes. You are so good for me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes. You are. Swirl your tongue around my clit. You mustn't forget that. And that's a very important part of this lesson. Make me feel good, sweetheart. Make me feel good. But don't make me come. I don't want to come yet. You must listen if we're going to get what we both want. Oh, you like that? You enjoyed me slapping you? Do you want me to do it again? Beg. Beg your goddess. Good. Stand up. And let me pull you close. I want to taste myself on your lips. I taste so good, don't I? Yes, I do. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to turn around and bend over in front of you. And you're going to fuck me with one hand around my throat, squeezing ever so gently. And with the other hand, you're going to play with my pussy. Do you understand? Nod your head. Good pet. You're going to fuck me so well, like both our lives depended on it. Because they do. Come on. Fuck me, pet. Just like that. Harder. I said harder. Keep going. I don't care if we break this desk. I need a new one anyway. Yes. Yes. Just like that. I want it so bad. No. I fucking need it. I'm going to push back onto you. I'm grind on you, okay? I fuck myself on you. Because you're just a toy for me. A good little toy. A perfect little toy. I've waited an excruciating 1,000 years for this. So, I'm going to fuck myself silly on you. Do you understand? And you'll keep playing with my clit and squeezing my throat all the way through. I don't care if you come or not. You won't stop until I say so. Yes. Yes. Let me fuck on you. No. Fuck. God damn it. You feel so good. You feel so good. Fuck. Yes, babe. Fuck. I'm about to come. I'm about to. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh. Come here, baby. Let me hold you while we come down. Yes, you're so good. You're such a good student. Let me look at you. Wait, what's happening? Do you feel that? It's like our bodies got 100 degrees hotter. I think it worked. You did it. How do you feel? Because I feel fucking fantastic. I feel like my old self again. And you? You look different, sweetling. There's an electric current humming through you right now. It's beautiful. Yes, you are beautiful. Now, I am a woman of my word. And I will grant you 3 wishes. Anything you want. Do you need time? You don't? My goodness. Okay. What is your first wish? Your grades in my class. Really? You get 3 important life-altering wishes, and this is what you choose. Okay, granted, but you only said for my class. It doesn't extend to any others you may be behind in. All right, what is your second wish? You wish to see your ex again. Are you sure? All right, sweetling. I hope she's worthy. Wish granted. And now, for your final wish. Make it a good one. What? You wish for my freedom. Why? So I may see my family again. Oh, sweetling. And don't waste your wish on me, please. Please. I understand. Wish granted. Oh my! This is what it feels like to be free? Thank you, sweetling. Thank you so much. We will both face consequences for this. But they won't be severe, for I have seen what you will become and will show them. They wouldn't dare harm you or the creature that unlocked your powers. You've done it, sweetling. You've performed a Christmas miracle. Now, be it a forbidden one, but a Christmas miracle nonetheless.